This is the State of Things from the Museum of Natural Sciences in downtown Raleigh. I'm Frank Stacio. The International Bluegrass Music Awards recognized the best in bluegrass last night. The group Earls of Leicester came away with the top prize of Entertainer of the Year for the second year in a row. That group and its members led the field in nominations. Family band Flat Lonesome took home the most awards, and the group won Song of the Year, Album of the Year, and Vocal Group of the Year. Joining me now to talk more about the awards and preview the rest of the weekend's festivities is John Lawless. He's the editor of Bluegrass Today. John, welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you here. And I should point out that you can watch our show streaming live right now at stateofthings.org. We're gone video. Tell us about the Earls of Leicester. They won last year. They won again. I guess you could say it's not a surprise, although is it a surprise they won 2 years in a row?
It's not really a surprise for a couple of reasons. Bluegrass music, even though it looks forward with young acts, always also looks back at the traditions that formed the music at the beginning. And in the 1940s and 50s, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, who have, of course, a history in this part of the world, really defined a major part of what bluegrass music was. And they were the first bluegrass artists to really achieve national success through television and radio. And so it is, in a way, it's kind of funny to say the International Bluegrass Music Association for 2 years has given its top award to a cover band. But yet it's the finest musicians in our music getting together to honor the music of Flatt and Scruggs.
Well, let's take a listen to a clip from their most recent album. The song is called "The Train That Carried My Girl From Town."
Now where was you when the train left town? Standing on the corner with my head hung down.
Hey, the train done carried my girl from town. Hey, 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 hey.
All right, there we go. There is the Earls of Leicester, and I'm talking today with John Lawless, who is my guest today on The State of Things, and we're talking about this band that, as you say, you know, is the face of what we would expect bluegrass to be. It certainly looks back to some extent to the roots of bluegrass. Let's talk about another award, and because it seems every year that a group has picked up a lot of momentum, takes several awards. Last year, the Earls of Leicester, of course, won a lot of awards. This year, Flat Lonesome was the one that picked up most. Tell us about them.
Well, they're another interesting group in that they're all young, in their 20s, and their music tends to also look back, but there's a modern feel that I just think comes from youthful energy. They love the old sound too, but what they do in some ways incorporates the Bakersfield country music sound as much as it does anything from Nashville. And they're just as cute as they could be when you see them on stage, fresh face, big smiles, and very entertaining. And sibling harmony is another thing that's been a big part of bluegrass music. And there's something about the tonality, of course, of brothers and sisters singing together. There's tones that will blend in a different sort of way. And all of bluegrass is proud of them.
Nobody can argue like families, and when you can actually make it into a song. Let's take a listen to Flat Lonesome's song that won Song of the Year. Here's a clip from You're the One.
You're the one, you're the one that made me cry. You're the one that laughed at me and said goodbye.
That's a clip from You're the One by Flat Lonesome. My guest is Bluegrass Today editor John Lawless. How well did we know Flat Lonesome before this?
Well, if you're in the industry, you've been watching them for 5 or 6 years. I can remember at the SPGMA convention, that's the Society for the Preservation of Bluegrass Music for America, and they have an annual convention in Nashville every February. it's a little bit more of a traditional music celebration than perhaps IBMA, which encompasses more types of bluegrass. But I remember seeing them jam in the hallway when they were 19. And you knew right away, okay, these kids are good. They got the attention of management and record label people right away. And I had a chance to interview them myself this week, and they understand how lucky they are at 23 years old to be on the top of the bluegrass scene. That's not the way it normally goes for anybody in any kind of music.
Well, an emerging artist is an important aspect of this convention, certainly IBMA, looking back and forward. Tell us about the band Mountain Faith. They're from Sylvan, North Carolina, and they won Emerging Artist of the Year, right?
It's funny that they won that award, which in many ways, you know, they've deserved it for some time. Anytime you see these awards, all the nominees deserve to win and have for many years. But the funny thing about Mountain Faith, who I dearly love, I love them individually. I think their music is marvelous. I think their story of all working at the tire shop in Silva is just, it's just Americana, pure Americana. But after being on America's Got Talent last year, they have now not only emerged, but emerged right out of bluegrass.
Well, tell us a little bit more about that story. They all work together. This is not a sibling band, but
It is partly. Actually. There are two siblings, mm-hmm. the lead singer, Summer, and her brother, Braden, who's the banjo player, and their dad, Sam. Sam and his brother run a tire shop in Silva. I've forgotten the name, but it's something mm-hmm. really obvious like Silva Tires, right? No, yeah. High Country Tire. That's what it is. And before the music really took them full time, every morning, you know, Summer and Braden got in the car and they went with their dad to the tire shop, and Summer worked the counter and her brother was in the shop with dad. And even today, when they accepted the award last night, dad couldn't be there because somebody had to be home putting tires on the cars.
So now, do you think they're going to name, if it's a tire shop and they're a bluegrass band, they could be like Flat and Scruggs.
I guess they
could. I'm just giving them some tips here. Well, you mentioned that they were on America's Got Talent, which is maybe what's pulling them out of bluegrass, but let's listen to their song last year on America's Got Talent. That's a clip of Mountain Faith on the NBC program America's Got Talent. My guest is Bluegrass Today editor John Lawless. Tell us more about this, because bluegrass, like any music genre, there are always these internal tensions about kind of what is bluegrass and where is it headed, and in our future and our past. And I guess that plays out in bluegrass like every other genre, right?
It really does. Perhaps a little more in bluegrass because it's so tied to a traditional art form. There are factions in the music that think Flat and Scruggs perfected this music. It's done. This is how it should be played from now on into eternity. But of course, younger people have new ideas, and people our age are not going to be around to tell them how they must do it in 30 years. So they're going to do it their way. Mountain Faith, great concept, taking rock and pop songs and converting them to a bluegrass sound. In fact, you got to check online. There's a YouTube video that they have put out. They have taken, you remember the 70s pop hit Car Wash?
Mm-hmm.
They've redone it as Tire Shop.
But this is the point is that bluegrass, we talk about, it's rooted in a tradition, but it was commercial music. I mean, what distinguishes bluegrass from mountain music is that it was deliberately commercial.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And it was designed for performance as opposed to dance accompaniment. And it was radical in its day.
Because it had this kind of commercial gloss, and people were saying you're getting away from the root.
Absolutely.
So, hey, before we go, we really have to talk about Clarence White, who was inducted into the Hall of Fame this year, was a guitarist for the Byrds and was inducted in the Bluegrass Hall of Fame. Tell us a little bit about him, and especially that B bender that he's so responsible
well,
for.
Well, Clarence, of course, he didn't invent it, but he popularized its use, where a device was installed inside an electric guitar body to bend one of the strings just like a pedal steel guitar. And his music with the Byrds really popularized that.
Well, let's get a little sample. This is the 1969 song Tulsa County by the Byrds. There's the B bender, and we've got about 20 seconds left, but tell us just a little bit. What do we need to know about Clarence White?
Well, he was, after Doc Watson, probably the most stylistically important flat pick style lead guitarist. And no doubt he influenced Tony Rice to where Tony will tell you Clarence was the man.
Good stuff. Thank you so much, John Lawless, editor of Bluegrass Today, talking to us about the IBMAs. Thank you, John. Thank you for listening to our program. There's more just ahead. We've got some live music right here. Three-time IBMA Female Vocalist of the Year, Claire Lynch, joins us on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.